Hey, what's up, guys? You are tuned in to episode 24 of True to Size. What is going on, family? My name is Alan Martinez, and I am joined by my brothers, Joel Hernandez.
Kobe.
Oh, he's not here. Lawrence Hopkins.
Lawrence.
And Alvin Martinez.
Quincy.
That's his middle name, for those who don't know. Fun fact. And we, together, form... I'm stumbling on my words. Canada Got Soul. And today we are joined by one of our handsome brothers, Philip Dos Santos. Also known as Big Philly. Also known as Soul Purpose.
Also known as... PDS.
PIDS.
Philip.
For those who don't know,
Wow.
Should we just restart this episode?
This is going well so far.
This is because you brought Philly's the Krispy Kreme donuts, man. I have a veteran host, radio host next
staring
to me,
and he's judging, like,
judging me in my performance.
No judgments.
That's your intro? That's how you're going to introduce me?
Kind of Bush League podcast.
Bush League. All right, I'll
when
skip
I did
his
Joe
intro.
Rogan, it was not like this.
I'm skipping Philly's intro. I'm not trying to make him sound good. Forget it. Forget this episode. You can tune into episode 25. For those who don't know him, he is a man of many talents. From what I have seen so far, Phil is an MC. He's been a radio host, or are you still a radio host?
No, not at the current moment.
Not currently. He is an event planner. He's a content creator of many, many sorts, a photographer, and just an amazing radio voice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, saying all that, it just means, like, I'm not good at any one thing. So I had to do, like, a lot of...
Jack of all trades, master of none.
We will get into more of that later in the episode, as well as our recap from our Shoe Hall event from last Saturday. But first... fire round, and I think this one is very suitable for today's podcast because with Philly being an ex radio host, being surrounded by music all the time, this one relates. This one comes again from Line and a Pickaxe because no one else is contributing to fire rounds.
Come on, guys.
Step your game up. What albums, not necessarily artists, but albums, do you think have influenced your sneaker style and collection the most?
Ooh.
Minus mid to late 2000s Kanye. This is Line and
what?
This is okay.
Why?
I don't know.
Did you just say MAGA Kanye? Make America Great Again Kanye?
I know. I don't know why he excluded that, because that's when Lawrence was born, pretty much.
Why would he say not? Why is that the only thing said not?
What? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm so annoyed.
Okay,
I'm
let's
not
just,
answering that question.
All right. Pacone, they don't like you. Or
fucked
that
up,
question.
Bro. Fucked up.
All right, let's just pretend that last parentheses bit was not in there. I'll give you some time to think. He has an answer for this one. His answer is definitely Lupe Fiasco, The Cool from 2007, and The Cool Kids, The Bake Sale from 2008, as one was when I was getting into SB heavily, and the second is when I started also paying more attention to Jordans. Yes.
Really nice.
I'll be honest, I don't have an answer for this because I couldn't think of one.
Wait, what was the question?
What albums, not necessarily artists, but albums, do you think have influenced your sneaker style and collection the most?
Oh, man, that's... well, now nothing.
Yeah, well, your collection,
what,
bro?
Astroworld didn't influence you? Come on,
what, 12 pairs of Travis Scott Air Forces after Astroworld?
Did you not buy the Cactus Jack 4s? I know Lawrence did.
Nope.
Okay, so with your collection that you have, what albums would you say did influence or make an influence on
you? No albums really influenced my collection.
Yeah, that was
to
my
be honest.
Thought process behind
but
it.
But in high school, Jay-Z and Dipset influenced my Air Forces. I had like a lot of
true?
Air Forces. Every color, almost.
Did you actually?
Nope,
I don't remember
just
that.
Just three. All black, all white,
what,
and then I had
fraud.
Like a, I had a white with like a baby blue swoosh.
Nope.
I had many
pretty much
in
had like every single
so many
color.
That was a lot when I was younger, yo. Three pairs of Air Forces? Shit.
That's all I could afford,
the
man.
Biggest gas
I've ever.
You had like every color colorway in the world.
At every least colorway, three. Bro.
At every least... colorway available on clearance.
You haven't even Walmart. Seen all of them. I don't even know what they all are.
Philly, do you have an answer for this one?
No, I don't. I don't. It's a tough question.
Yeah.
But I think to Alvin's point, Dipset played a major role in mm-hmm. fashion in general.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely with Air Forces. And I think they influence a lot of people.
Yeah.
When it comes to like buying the Air Forces and not only just buying the Air Force of the Uptown, because obviously Harlem Uptown, when people were customizing them, mm-hmm. like that was a big thing that kind of dips it helped influence and kind of reintroduce at that time.
True, true. Kuya Joel, growing up in all that B-boy era and such, did any albums influence your sneaker collection?
Well, like starting it off or?
Just in general.
Just in general? No, nothing really.
Yeah.
But then again, there was like, you know, the Run DMC era.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I mean?
The My Adidas.
With the Adidas shell toes and whatnot. Yeah. But nothing really influenced it to that kind of point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Lawrence, you? Same thing?
No mid to late 2000s, right? No, yeah. No mid to late 2000s Kanye.
For me, it wasn't really the albums. He already took the question, like my answer out of the way when he said not the artists. Because it is the artists who are wearing the kicks and like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not necessarily, I don't really listen to a song and go, oh shit, I want some Dunks. Or like, I want some Jordans now, unless you listen to Miley Cyrus and... You know?
Oh yeah, Miley's a good track. Or nope. Sierra.
Nope. I'm sorry, what are we doing now?
Listening to Miley Cyrus and Sierra.
And when Nelly wanted his two purse.
Nelly.
Yeah. Nah. And it was definitely the culture that surrounded music that influenced more as opposed to the music itself.
Mm.
Yeah? Safe to say? Fair to say?
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. No mid to late 2000s Kanye. How dare you?
So if that wasn't there, what would your answer be?
I don't think I would have one, but why are you excluding it in the first place?
All right,
like,
well.
Like, I don't know.
There's no point in complaining then.
Like, those two albums that came out around that time, like late 2000s, were right when I was getting into sneakers. So that reminds me of that for sure. Like, mm-hmm. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy and Watch Throne are like right when I was getting into it. So that was definitely an association, but it was, I don't know if I would call it an influence.
Yeah.
We'll call it that. When I think of them, I think of sneakers, but I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, albums don't really have an influence. It's what surrounds them.
Yeah.
Yeah, This Week in Kicks. Yeah. shout out to one of our listeners named JP's real quick. He put me on blast for screwing up Kareem Olajuwon's.
A lot of
Hakeem
people.
Olajuwon's Hakeem name.
Kareem Olajuwon.
A lot of people?
You probably thought Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I only saw one.
Oh. I think there
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and then Hakeem Olajuwon.
It was just funny. Kareem, now just listening
that,
back.
That's it.
And because you were like, I'm not familiar with that name. And I was like, who?
What?
No, you said it last week. You were like.
No, there was a second one I wasn't familiar. It was the second drafted player in that answer that I was
talking
about.
Oh, I thought it was Kareem Olajuwon that you weren't familiar with.
No.
You were familiar with him?
I was fully confident with Kareem Olajuwon.
Know who that is.
No, because I mean, I even messaged you guys while I was editing and I was like, guys, I think I said his name wrong.
It's okay.
And then I Googled it.
Sounds like the greatest center of all time.
Combining the powers of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and
like
Hakeem
14
Olajuwon.
Feet tall.
He played for two teams at the same time. All right, we're starting This Week in Kicks with Alvin.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a Nike VaporMax 95.
Yeah, man.
In the OG neon colorway.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts? I'm curious because I don't know which way you're swaying with this one. I don't know how you feel about these hybrid Air Maxes.
I kind of like these ones.
Ooh, surprising.
Because the VaporMax air bubble kind of goes with the bulkiness of the 95.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a really good marriage, in my opinion.
So do you like this merge of two silhouettes over?
Yeah,
like...
and then the way they colored the VaporMax bubble just goes with the whole shoe. I personally would like more Volt
Me
in
too.
The bubble.
Yeah.
A little bit, but, you know.
Or what whatever. If they just kept it? Is there Volt in the outsole?
No, but yeah, the air bubble itself.
Very, 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 very little bit. Super little bit of bowl in the outsole. Yeah.
On the bottom.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think that this 95 mashup is a lot better executed than the 97 one. No, Lawrence?
No, I don't agree.
You can say something instead of just shake your head, because the listeners can't hear that.
I'm going to let you finish.
He's shaking hard enough they can hear it.
You're just cheek slapping.
I'm going to let you finish speaking before I tell you you're wrong.
Okay, no, asshole,
just,
go on.
I just don't like how it sits right on top. Like, especially, mostly is the toe box where it kind of throws me off. Because I feel like on a 95, the midsole kind of eats
cups
the upper.
It a bit. Yeah.
We'll say it eats it.
Yeah.
And on these, it just literally just like plops on top.
I know exactly what you mean.
So that kind of throws me off. To me, when it does it, when it looks like how it does, it looks like a cleat almost.
Yeah.
Looks very soccer, football, golfy.
Fair assessment indeed.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny because that's what I didn't like about the 97s. Remember how there was that awkward gap?
Yes.
Between the upper and then it hit the air unit.
Yes.
Where would we rank the 95s, the 97s, and the pluses?
Plus number one.
Plus is one.
I think so too.
Wait, what?
95s over 97s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus yes. 95, 97.
Correct.
I agree. Yeah. Best executed. Speaking of another 95, Joel's pick this week, another all over Air Max logo print.
So creative.
much better though than last week's pick.
What's the difference?
It's the colors, and it's just more, it's more relaxing to the eye, to the eyes when you look at it.
It's more low key.
Yeah, because like last week I picked the neon 95 with the big logo. You know, the 95 tongue logo all over the shoe.
Yeah.
And with the neon, well, the Volt and the black, it's just, when you look at it, it just wasn't.
Is it a different pattern?
I think it's the same pattern.
It's the same pattern.
It's a different color.
Different colors. The one that I pick is the black and
white. The white and black. Yeah. And it just
does it
very
better.
Toned down.
Yeah. It
does
very
it a lot better.
Much better.
The pattern itself is already loud. You don't need a loud colorway to go along with it and just make it like, too loud.
And I guess with the black and white, it's more of a, I don't know. It's disguised more kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a zebra.
Yeah.
Incognito. Was there any release dates with those two 95 joints?
August 16th, I think.
The VaporMax is this week.
Mm-hmm. This week.
Someone bought them already.
What?
Yeah.
They cheated.
Team early.
Supposed to be 16th.
This week.
16th, that is in 2 days from this recording, which is Thursday.
We're recording mad early this week.
Yeah, we are, because Lawrence is leaving on Thursday.
Bye-bye.
To go back to Florida.
Bye-bye. Florida.
Bye-bye.
And Joel, what about the Air Max logo one?
16th of August.
Oh, well. Also
same day.
Wow, Air Max 95 day. Our next few picks are a bunch of collaborations. We're going to start off with Nigel Sylvester X Jordan Brand.
Holy shit, my lord.
This is Lawrence's pick, so go right ahead, good sir. Go right ahead. You're not shaking your head on this one.
So Nigel Sylvester, for those who don't know, is a professional BMX rider.
Indeed.
Has been killing it for a while now. Like, he's not new to the game, but has grown in popularity.
What was in those donuts, yo?
Krispy Kreme.
Sheesh.
Krispy something. Because grown in popularity tenfold in the past couple years. He's getting his first collaboration. He's like a Nike athlete, and they're giving him a Jordan Brand shoe. So he's the first BMXer to get any Jordan Brand shoe, which is nuts. But the shoe itself is friggin' amazing. So it looks to me, like at first glance, like a sale Jordan 1.
Yep.
It's got an off-white upper. Mm-hmm. You got the red outsole, but it's like weathered. So
is
it's got
it red
like
out? Oh yeah.
Red outsole, weathered. So it's kind of faded a little bit. Midsole and upper is also distressed, so it looks almost dirty.
Yeah,
but in a good way. And then it's got scuffs on the toe box and on the heel, like you would get from the pedals of a BMX bike or the pegs or whatever. Yeah. You've got the black tongue, black laces, and black sock liner. But again, it's like weathered. So it's not like a black. It's like an ashy black.
There's a stamp on the sock liner, right?
Yes, on the inside.
Yeah.
It says like BMX, Jordan BMX or something like that.
Mm.
Established 2017. And then the swoosh,
Well, first of all, mini swoosh on the front toe box.
Oh,
like, what?
That's bonkers.
What?
Never seen that before. Never seen that before on a Jordan 1.
Mini swoosh on a Jordan 1 is unheard of.
Yeah.
But then the swoosh itself, where the actual swoosh is supposed to be, they made it look like there used to be a swoosh there. The shoe got dirty. They unstitched the swoosh. And underneath where they removed the swoosh is white. Because there's no swoosh.
To me, it looks like it was like an illustration of it. So it's just like a... It's just like a flat swoosh.
There's no swoosh at all. It's unstitched.
Oh, I know. Yeah. What I mean, So, but it doesn't look like the swoosh was taken off. It just looks like an actual illustration of it.
Well, to me, for my pick, I think it looks like it was taken off.
Here's where you're wrong, Alan. Let me explain.
All right, keep going.
And then, because of the white contrast to like the dirtier white distressed upper, that's just what it looked like to me. But I do see like there's like pencil marks or something. No,
yeah,
so I don't know why, but that's what I saw. I saw the pencil marks too, but I don't know what that was supposed to be.
What were those other Jordan ones that came out a few years ago? It was like black with royal and red and like the paint chipped away,
the Lance Mountain joints.
Those are the vibes I get from
very similar vibes. Yeah, but these ones come, and the crazy part is they're hand distressed. Like each pair of these is hand distressed.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
so touching every single pair.
You're
actually Nigel Sylvester is riding in every single one for a good month, and then he sells even size sixes.
It's a PE almost then.
Yeah, game worn. Do you know he doesn't even compete at all? Like all of his following was social media and YouTube. So there's no competitions won. It's just him showing what he can do, like. Through social media.
Yeah, which is crazy. Very bonkers. 2018 type of guy. But yeah, crazy shoe. It's an NRG. And if they're all hand distressed, I can't imagine it'll be very easy to get. Mm-hmm. Comes in super special packaging. August 22nd is the tentative date that I've seen right now. Oh, but I didn't see one.
Nice. Yeah,
if it's confirmed or not, but that's just what I've heard, which would be next week, Wednesday. Fuck.
Oh, perfect.
But that shoe is unreal. I love it so much.
I
holy
guess
crap.
I'm not getting those.
Holy smokes.
Crazy. Another shoe that comes out this week, Saturday the 18th, I believe, is my pick, the Nike SB X Premier Win Some, Lose Some Dunk High. Mm.
Tell us.
Holy moly. I think this is one of the best SB collabs that I've seen in a minute. The materials look amazing. The colorway is sick. It's just got that classic, like, dunk color blocking with, like, a Vanchetta tan and the white.
Mm.
The best part about this is... the concept behind it. Do you guys like look into the Win Some Lose Something?
I was gonna wait for you.
So basically they come in two different versions. The swooshes are removable, like the paint. And then when you remove the paint, it's either going to have a blank pattern on the swoosh in gold, or it's gonna have a pattern where it's like the Nike swoosh and then bar like from the casino and then the Premier branding.
Oh, cool. Wow. Like a slot machine.
So if you have the ones with the Premier branding, it's gonna be hella rare. And then a bunch of them, like most of the pairs are just gonna be like the plain gold swoosh.
That's cool. It's like a scratch ticket.
Yeah, that's like the whole Winston Lewis thing. But apparently you don't get anything else when you get the
nicer ticket.
Yeah. get a more coveted pair.
What happens if you don't get with the Premier logo? Is that a loss? Is that the lose some?
That's the lose some.
No, I feel
win
that.
Some lose most.
I'm gonna keep buying more and keep removing all the swooshes. And if I don't get one, I'm gonna sell it. And I'm going to fund the next one.
Any release info?
This Saturday.
But like where? The 18th. Or like anything like that?
I don't know if it's hitting Canada. It is going to drop at Premier's website and in-store.
What sites are releasing it that accept bots?
I have zero idea, Philly.
Send them an email.
I don't use those ones.
Just wondering if you accept bots here.
But the special packaging that Premier has for it, for the in-store release, oh my God.
It's like a white box, gorgeous. Right?
Tell us more.
White box, gold branding. Super clean. Last pick of this week, Phil's. I'm going to start getting guests to do this. Phil will kick it off with the Off-White X Serena Williams X Nike. I guess you could throw Nike in there. The Queen Collection.
Queen.
Yeah. I was saying to you guys earlier, I think this is going to sell out, guys. That's my early prediction here.
Stupid.
Philly's a visionary, you guys.
I'm just trying to give you guys a little bit of foresight of what's happening in sneaker culture, okay?
A market master.
No, but
brands, if you need someone, Philly
in consultation, a month. I'm available for. Virgil Abloh, of course. Most people know, but I know people are just buying the Off-White shoes just because. But he started off as a member of Kanye's entourage, good friend of Kanye West, still is.
Mm-hmm.
Came up with the Pyrex brand a few years back.
Shout out and, Pyrex.
Absolutely. And now he's just been killing it. Of course, with the Nike Off-White collaborations. And I think bigger than that, or just as big, is the head of menswear for Louis Vuitton.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. So he's designing Serena's entire outfit for the U.S. Open, which I believe is August 27th. So it has skirts, tops, the whole shebang. And there's three shoes. One of them is the Court Flare 2, which is obviously a tennis shoe, but everything has the kind of the off-white elements that we're used to. So the zip strip, it's a pretty much gray and silver shoe. The black outsole, because I'm assuming she's going to play in this one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably a hard rubber outsole. Looks like Flyknit, and it has like her name in quotes, Serena. And then the thing that hits it for me, because the shoe's mostly gray, is that it has a Volt hang tag or zip strip.
Zip tie.
Zip
strip.
Zip strip, zip tie. And then
Hakeem.
The tiny stitch logo is also Volt on the swoosh. So there's the hits of Volt that really set off the shoe overall. The second shoe in the collaboration is the Air Max 97s. And
so nice.
It's super nice. It looks like a light peachy kind of upper black swoosh, and then the midsole above the air unit is like a purple pink gradient kind of fading into each other. So the 97s out of the 10, the Virgil Off-White 10, I think were one of my favorites.
Me too.
The 97, the 90, and the Air Force One.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Not many people are raving about those joints, the 97s. Out of
I'm not just saying that because Jay-Z wore them. And
doesn't hurt, right?
Exactly. The third shoe of the collaboration is a blazer, and it kind of has the same color motif throughout the three sneakers. It's a Volt zip strip. Is that what we're calling
it? Zip tie.
Zip tie? It's not a strip?
It's a tie.
Why are we not calling it a strip?
I don't know.
It's called a zip tie.
It's a functional zip tie with a... Is it a zip strip? No. Is that what Virgil calls it?
I don't know.
What is
a zip strip?
It's a strip that zips.
It's a strip that zips.
When you zip.
go on, Philly. Okay.
It could be a new word. Trademark. Canada got sold. I was lucky enough to get the Off-White ones. Is it the Carolina color?
Oh, nice.
UNC.
Or the UNC University. I haven't pulled my zip tie because I don't want it to get too tight.
Your zip strip?
Is it a... Stop. I haven't pulled it because I don't want it to get too tight because it looks really dumb if it's really, you know what I mean, the hole's really small.
And then if it gets too tight, you can't cut it off. You might ruin the shoe.
It's game over.
Just a suggestion. I don't know if Nike or Virgil has a suggestion box. Make it so that you can tighten and loosen.
That's not what zip strips do.
Yeah. I know, but
it would just be a hang tag.
It could be a zip strip.
The way
the zip strip has the flexibility and the ability to go tighter.
But because it's a zip tie, it locks.
Yeah.
See? Oh, man.
The way to avoid that is to take it off your shoe while you're wearing it. How about that?
That's true. That's true. I didn't think about that. No, but again, it looks like a white or maybe an off-white upper on the blazer. The black swoosh is oversized, misplaced.
Goofy look on your face.
They can't see that. Huh? Don't say it. They can't see it, man. And then the midsole has that nice purple to the hot pink gradient fade.
Is this just going to be a women's shoe?
I hope not.
I also
hope
not.
# equality.
Yeah, man.
Nice. Nice.
No, it should definitely have a focus. I was going to say the dope thing about this collection is that it's female focus in terms of the apparel because it's for Serena. But
true.
It looks like they made skirts. They made female apparel. And that's important. And I think it's also important that they highlighted a female athlete.
True.
Not only just because she's a great female athlete, but I was thinking about this, and this conversation has come up online like a lot of times, but she might be the like most dominant athlete of our time.
Oh, for sure.
Any sport.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyways. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
coming off of that, how do you guys feel about because I was thinking about it earlier, and then I was either thinking of asking if we're tired of the 10, but we've already done that. But I wanted to spin it another way. How do you guys feel about the 10 sort of being its own staple or like sub brand within Nike? Because it's almost as if Nike's decided to have these 10 silhouettes done by Virgil, done in Virgil's style as part of like their regular lineup. Because I seen like a rumored photo of what else is to drop this year, and it's another set of lineups and colorways. So what do you guys think?
Like, my thing, if it's like this, the Queen collection, I believe it was called.
Yeah.
I like that, especially if the co-collaborator has input into the design. Because yes, it's Virgil, it'll still be Off-White, but it's Virgil, Serena, Nike, Off-White, all of these things, and it's just like another person's take on it. So like, you had Nike or Jordan Brand's original take on the Jordan 1, and you had Virgil's take on it, and you're just kind of going down the line and getting someone else's take on someone else's take. And to me, that's kind of cool. Because if you start getting, even imagine if you get like other Nike or Jordan Brand partners involved, and you have like a Don C Jordan 1 Off-White, like there's just a bunch of different avenues you can take, and I feel like that's cool. If they're just dropping them without a purpose or a reason, that's where you kind of lose me, where it's just like, it's another color, it's another color, it's another color. But like this, I like, this is cool.
So it needs to have some sort of purpose for it?
Yes.
In order for it to be relevant.
To me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Philly, what do you think?
I think along the same lines as Lawrence, is it cool to call you Lawrence? Are we supposed to be going nicknames? Or is it going to be
honest? Okay. I'm Spider-Man.
Okay. Well, anyways, Spidey.
I wanted to say that.
He's wanted to say that his whole life.
I had it in my back pocket this entire time.
It took you 24 episodes
to say
that.
Yes.
I'm Spider-Man.
No, I was thinking about this today. I think part of the draw for the Off-White shoes is, aside from them being great silhouettes, is that it's limited, right?
Yeah.
If Off-Whites are available, like white on white Air Forces, are they as cool? Are they as popular? Are they reselling for as much? Not that that matters, like, to a lot of people, but you know, I think a lot of it is that they're special in terms of like the purpose of the shoe, like the Queen collaboration, but also in the quantity. So it's like, it's not everyone's gonna get it.
Yeah.
And then he's on to something.
So it's still
else.
Somewhat special.
Right.
So with that being said, do you think it's there to compete with like Adidas's Yeezy line?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think when Dummy went over to Addy a few years ago,
Alvin just took it in.
What's his name?
When Make America Great Again went over to Addy a few years ago, I think that really that shifted a lot of things in terms of like sneaker culture, because you had what are those things, what are his shoes called?
Yeezys?
Yeah, that's what they're called. No, I was trying to
disgust.
He couldn't think about it.
The dummies? The dummies 350s?
The dummy
350s.
The dummies. The
games.
Oh, bad jokes.
No, I was trying to think of a joke and it wasn't coming, and then it just, okay. So anyways, it shifted culture because, you know, his line was taking off with Addy, and then, you know, so many other people, like Pharrell was doing stuff, Pusha T was doing stuff, and them as a brand and just other brands in general were scooping up, like, who was cool and who was relevant. Yeah. And that was, like, in terms of, like, cool factor, like, they were grabbing a huge segment. So it's like, Nike's like, okay, well, what are we going to do to stay ahead of the curve, right? Or what are we going to do to kind of counteract? Because the rest of the, like, their stuff is solid, so.
True.
It kind of seems like, just like bouncing off of what Philly said, like, Adidas at the time grabbed all the entertainers. Originally, it was athletes, and Nike had all them. And then the shift went to entertainers.
Yes.
And then Adidas had all them. And now it seems like it's going to designers, and Nike has all them. Like, if you talk about Don C, or if you talk about Virgil, if you talk about even Jerry Lorenzo, who's his way with a Nike collab. Like, that just seems like it's the curve is coming around that way now. So it's kind of interesting, actually.
When are they going to get guys from Canada Mississauga Milton? When is that wave
What is the podcast wave coming?
Podcast wave. Let's just hang in there, guys. It's coming. It's coming.
Hang out of your pants, guys.
Speaking of what's coming, this Saturday is going to be Flippin' Laces' event. Woo. Known as Just Kicking It on the 18th. I think I'm going to upload this midweek. Possibly, just because why not?
Surprise.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But if this comes out on Saturday, we'll see you soon.
Or
saw you yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
nice seeing you.
Or if you're listening to your headphones while you're there, just look across. I'm waving at you. This is weird.
Also, why are you listening to a podcast?
When you're supposed to be just kicking it. Why don't you turn that shit off?
Don't never turn us off. He's talking shit. Don't turn us off.
Speaking of not turning us off, did you listen to last week's episode?
Damn.
We had our talk with our top 10 Jordans. We see you guys trying to recommend and asking us why we don't have shit in our
top 10. I disagree.
For everyone who said, where's Chicago ones? Make your own list, bud. But that's it. We didn't watch Chicago ones.
Honestly, though, if we kept going, it might end up in there like a month. Maybe like if we did it like 4 weeks ago, who knows?
Chicago ones.
No. It'll
it's
changed.
Just too plain for me, man.
Nah, those can show
maybe
off
top
the
50. Get
unless we were talking about shit. Unless we were talking about like we were doing our hype top 10, then maybe they might have been there with Virgil.
No. It would have been Virgil's Chicago
one.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been the regular.
That's what
Chicago
I mean. That's the only time a Chicago one would have been there. Would have been Virgil's Chicago.
I like off-white Chicago ones better than regular Chicago ones. Don't at me.
That cost money. Gotta get new mics now.
Testing.
Yeah,
we're good.
That's it. I don't think I've seen any other events coming up other than Sneaker Con in October, but that can wait.
Yeah,
we can promote that down the road. Sneaker Con, if you want to sponsor us, we can promote it tomorrow.
They invited us last time.
Did remember? They?
Yeah. But it was your wedding.
Oh yeah.
So we couldn't go.
That was fun.
That's fine with me.
The wedding or the Sneaker Con?
Both.
I wasn't at SneakerCon. I was at the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
You were there. Yeah. Oh, good segue. Because now introducing Philip Dos Santos. He was the MC at my wedding.
Yay.
That was a wonderful night. And Philly helped make it so.
Way to get married, bro.
Huh?
Way to get married, bro. Oh.
Thanks, man.
Way to be.
Phil and I used to work together at the... do you want to disclose this? I've already disclosed where I work, so you can put two and two together.
Yeah.
we'll
leave the mystique.
Did you guys know Philly before me? I think. I feel like the three of you, all three of you knew Philly.
Yeah.
Before you, yeah, probably.
I've discovered a problem. It's a personal problem. this year is I don't know where I've met a lot of people. Like, I can't place it. Your mom was asking me at Shoe Hall where we met. And I had to tell her, I have no idea, Tita. I'm sorry. I don't know where I know him from.
I remember where I met Phil.
Okay.
I remember where I met you.
Go on.
I met you at the Tim Hortons beside my house.
Yes.
Selling you Thunder 4s.
What? Was that it?
Yeah.
Did I buy Thunder 4s off you?
You did.
Was it a good price?
It was retail.
Did you rip me off?
It was retail a week early.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. I don't know how we got connected, but that was the first time we met.
That sounds about right. Yeah. I remember that now.
I remember that too.
I do remember that.
We sat there and talked for like a little bit of while.
A little bit of whiles, yeah.
That's cool.
Nice.
I just remembered
right now.
I do remember that. That's fine.
So whatever year that was, 2012? Holy shit.
Oh, that's a while. That's a while.
That's a little bit of whiles.
This is good. Especially in these days and times. That's a long time.
Zam.
That's a long-term relationship.
Zam.
2 weeks is a long-term relationship. Let's not lie. Alvin, how did you meet Phil? He doesn't know anymore.
Just around.
They said hi one time across the halls of...
somewhere.
Joel, do you remember where you met Phil?
Remember, man. I think through one of our mutual friends, Kamal.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Yeah. I know we have a few mutual friends.
Mm.
Yeah.
Phil's Filipino, so that's probably why.
Kasin.
Disgusting.
It was probably at a fam jam or something.
We're actually all related, including Lawrence. So
yeah,
so it's kind of why we know each other.
Probably why.
So with that being said, Philly, how long have you been in the sneaker thing for?
Since I sold in Thunder Force.
Yeah, like it's been like
Lawrence got you.
No, it's honestly been a solid like 5-6 weeks. I've been into.
Damn, yo, your game is strong, bro.
Oh, holy, man. That's a lot of pickups, bro.
No, honestly, like, I go on Complex every day. Like, I like all of Hypebeast pictures. So it's like, I stay up to date, bro. Like,
you have all your post notifications on.
It's all on. That's why I have two phones, because when one dies, I still get the notifications coming to another.
You keep one on Do Not Disturb until the other one dies. Yeah, I understand. Man, that's what you gotta
do. No, I think
we're not gonna get any real answers. No.
What was your question?
What did you have for lunch this morning? How long have you been in the sneaker game for?
Like, just as a kid, like a conscious consumer, like knowing, like buying like sneakers and stuff. Or
when did you fall in love with sneakers?
Or
you decided like, wow, this is something like I'm into.
I think it was from the start, like when I started buying my own sneakers.
Yeah.
Like, I think the first shoe I bought, not to date myself, was the Jordan 11, the Bread.
Date yourself. What year was that? 96?
No. Everyone simmer down, okay? No, it was 2001. Yeah. That was the first shoe I bought with, like, I was like, my own money, and I was like, yeah, I love this shoe. And you know, Jordan wasn't actually my favorite player growing up. It was always Shaq. But
whoa.
The way his shoe deal was set up, it didn't really align with my lifestyle.
With Reebok?
Yeah.
Shaqnosis, bro?
The Shaqnosis is a good-looking shoe, and he had one or two other ones that were kind of all right.
Yeah.
Shaq
but,
attack.
But yeah. Shaq attack. But yeah, no, the real answer, the legitimate answer is the Bread 11. The was black it? And red 11.
Yeah, yeah,
black
yeah. And red. Was it the black-red 11 that got you started?
It was.
Was that what, like, got you into it all?
No. Like, I was into it before. I think mm-hmm. that kind of was what started, like, me buying shoes. Collecting, buying random stuff I ended up not liking just because. Like, it was like a sport. Like, I remember, I was a point where I was just buying stuff, not just to buy it, but I was just buying any colorway.
Mm.
Now that I look back and I'm like, why did I buy these? And then they disappear. But then, but no, like growing up watching basketball, playing basketball, I think that shoe particular, like seeing Jordan win his first championship, on a cultural note, in Usher in the, what video is it? I think it's Make Me Wanna.
When he's doing the dance?
He's doing the dance and he dances out of the shoes. Like, he's dancing, oh, yes, and he yes, comes yes. out and he comes of the out, shoes.
It's part of the choreo.
How did he do that? Did he not tie the shoes? This is crazy.
And from that day forward, that is how I laced my shoes.
And the song was such a banger. But anyways, it was. I sound like an old guy right now. No. Like, culturally.
Kids dance not for shoes.
See, none of these artists can dance out of shoes. You guys suck. No. No, but I mean, culturally, I think that shoe had a lot in terms of on the court and off the court, it had a lot of value for me. And it just was the time that I was started working and I had a job and there were the shoes.
Yeah.
So I bought them.
So who would,
and here we are 50 years later.
So then who or what then was your biggest influence in this thing?
I think Jordan played a role just, but not so much like, oh, I want to buy these shoes so I can do these moves or I can be like Mike.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much that, it was just like that he represented the absolute best, the greatest. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, I'm buying these at the time. I wasn't buying them as a performance sneaker. It was buying it as like a fashion piece. It's shoes. So it's like the feeling it gave me, you know, what it represented. Not only him, but like when you see artists wearing it, like rappers or whoever, it's like
Boys
you know,
to Men.
It's a certain yeah, like did they were Jordans?
Concords.
Did they really?
Weren't they the ones the good first ones them. To bust it out?
I remember 112 had like, all four of them were wearing like the matching Jordan 11s and yeah, good times. But no, like it just there, man. What you guys, man. I think what it represented, not just for Jordan, but like culturally,
yeah.
You know, seeing artists or seeing like quote unquote cool people wearing the shoe, it's like, you know, you're really investing in that feeling for yourself.
So has it always been Jordans for you all the way through?
Yeah, like predominantly. Yeah. And then like I would dabble into like SBs. I know you guys like your SBs. Air Maxes, retro Air Maxes. But it was predominantly like Air Forces too, but it was predominantly Jordan. I said like 80%, 85% Jordan.
Even your collection today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. So is it safe to say that you started your career in radio?
Like overall, like is that like what I started with was radio? Is that what you mean? Mm-hmm. No, I think it started off kind of like with blogging a little bit and writing.
Oh, okay.
I think it was around 2006, 2007. You guys heard of Inquiring Mind?
Yeah.
Yeah, the men's
no.
Were, no.
Was there internet then?
There, I think there was. It was like dial-up. The dial-up. No, there was an incredible incredible online menswear magazine called Inquiring Mind. Shout out Mikey B. I think it was really ahead of his time. It's kind of like what Complex and these other sites are doing now.
Oh,
so
true.
It previewed up and coming designers. It had lookbooks and it was kind of like in the center of streetwear and fashion. And I was doing some writing for them. And then a couple years after that, I was doing some blog work and it's crazy because it's like when you're a kid and you're just like, people just ask me to do stuff. Like I was hosting parties and doing events and stuff, but like a couple of my friends, my friend RJ was like, hey, we need someone to write for this blog and do interviews and stuff. And I was like, okay, bet. And like, no one's getting paid. And all we have at this point is just relationships and it's just access. So like when artists come to town, they need blogs to cover it, right? So I remember, this is around 2011. I started writing for this blog called Totem Resolve. And, I think my fondest memory of that, there was a lot of them, but one was like, okay, Phil, we need you to interview this guy. He just got the XXL freshman cover. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, all right, well, what's his name? Let me just Google him. He's like, oh, all right. His name's Kendrick Lamar. So I go, oh, I'm like, oh, I never heard of this guy. I'm like, why are you sending me these weirdos? I don't know who these people are. I know, like, this is 2011, so right now, like, Section 80 is what he has out, right? So, yeah. And admittedly, like, I was not a huge fan. Like, I had heard of him, but, I hadn't taken in a lot of his stuff. So, I got to sit down with him for, like, 20 minutes in a room, just me, him, and a camera guy. And he's super cool, super humble. But, I mean, I think that's one, just an example of, like, kind of things that prepared me. It was a lot of different pieces that prepared me to get to where I am today. Like, just doing that kind of like creating content, like writing, transcribing, doing the interview, preparing me to go into radio, and it kind of prepared me to kind of do stuff what I'm doing now, like digital social stuff.
Sick.
Nice.
So that's a good segue to how did you end up to where you are now?
Around the same time I started hosting parties. My friends had a weekly party at this place called Down One Lounge. Mm-hmm. It's a dope spot. It was a dope spot. I think it's a restaurant now. But it was on, Front Street. Around Young and Front. Yeah, around that area. And they were open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they just had live DJs and stuff like that. So my friends had the weekly on Saturday. I said, hey, let me start hosting. I never hosted anything. I just was like, I'm not going to be the DJ, so I got to be the MC. I guess this is what's going to happen. So these are my boys. So they put me on and kind of things just kind of snowballed because a lot of promoters and DJs came through and, relationships, just built relationships from there. And a lot of people, we're just getting started at the time. So everyone was doing like, everyone's, in their early 20s. So everyone's just doing parties and things were kind of flowing from there. And, so that's how I kind of started doing parties and hosting events. And then, in terms of radio, I remember I was working like a payroll job. And, my girlfriend at the time was like, yo, why don't you go back to school? Why don't you just kind of hone in on something that you're super passionate about? So I said, yeah, you're right. So I went back and did my postgrad for radio, and then I kind of got a little bit deeper in the industry in terms of learning like a little bit more of the ins and outs and kind of understanding like where I could fit in. Mm-hmm. I did an internship at Flow at the time, and then I was at Sony Music in music licensing, and after that, I got a job at G98 where I was in the marketing promotions department, and then I was eventually... I mean, I started off like in marketing and promotions, and I was doing commercials, like reading commercials and voicing stuff, and then eventually I got a show on Monday nights.
Nice.
Sick. Yay. So now you're creating content. What brands have you worked with?
Wendy's Canada, Petro Canada. It's a lot of Canada so far. Canada Juicy Fruit, Soul. Canada Got Soul. Yeah, there's a few. There's a few
sneaker brands.
I haven't worked directly, not okay, directly. Okay. I've covered stuff for Nike and for Jordan Brand, but nothing like directly.
Nice.
Yeah.
How did you had a gig with NBA XL? No.
I appeared on the show. I appeared on the season premiere this year.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, it was on hiatus for a few years.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So they just brought it back this year.
Nice. Okay.
It's a good show.
I'm going to hit you with the speed round.
Oh.
Number one shoe.
I haven't studied.
That's fine. You don't need to. You lived this life. What is your number one shoe?
Jordan 3.
Which one?
That's be a colorway?
Lawrence wants one.
Oh, my gosh. Black cement.
Yes.
How many pairs? Not the Black Cement, like in total.
Oh, somewhere between 260 and 350. In that ballpark. I haven't counted, so I can't give you a... I think that's the first time I publicly said this.
Oh my God. That slowed down the speed round. My jaw dropped and I forgot how to speak. Oh my Lord.
Is that of Black Cement? Sorry, I missed that.
300 pairs of Black Cements?
Yes. Yes.
What
are... I
have
300 Black Cements and the one pair of Air Max ones I wear today.
What are your go-to colors?
Black and black.
And cement. What lace... when you lace your kicks, overhand or underhand?
Wait, what?
When you lace your kicks, do you go above the eyelet or below the eyelet? Like, you know,
oh, awesome. Okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Above the start at the toe box, yeah. And then yeah. Under the rest, oh,
okay.
Of the way.
Yeah, yeah, that's what, yeah. I do. That's what I do.
Like a normal, civilized human being.
False, incorrect answer.
Only serial killers going over the whole way.
When you fully tie up your shoes, or rather, when you rock your shoes, is it fully tied up and clean, or is it untied and loose?
Halfway. It's not tied up all the way. It'll be tied up, but I never go all.
So it's
all
an
eyelets.
Untidy. Clean, loose,
tied
up.
Let's go with that.
Okay. Do you like pineapples on your pizza?
Yes.
Amazing.
It's fine.
We're getting pizza next time you're on
this.
It's
fine.
No show socks or crew socks?
This year is crew.
Mm. So you're the crew.
Yeah. Top
three essentials in the sneaker world. However you interpret that in question.
Sneaker protector. Like the waterproofing spray.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
True.
I'm always scared to use that because of the way it like leaves some shoes behind.
Buy a good one and it'd be good.
Yeah.
Jason Mark.
Yeah, Jason Mark.
Repel?
Repel.
Go on. Go on.
Are you guys getting paid to say this?
No, not yet. You know what Jason Mark. You know what happened today, guys?
Works like a charm.
I stepped in a puddle. Okay, that's one.
Shorts. Like, okay. It's important.
year round in Canada? True. Okay. Yeah. Okay, go on.
Especially in the winter when it's -40. Yeah. You throw on those Raptors retro shorts
with the parka.
Some sneaker protector. Yeah. Yeah.
Good, go on. Spray some sneaker protector on your legs. That'll keep you warm and dry.
At a top. A top to match is key.
True.
And a top to match, so a fit. Okay, last question.
I want to hear the rest of the answers for that question. Sorry, go ahead.
Some people have gone like profound. Like someone has said like a deep support system.
A cheese sandwich.
Well, Philly,
is that
your
number four?
I mean,
if you listen to the rest of our interviews, you'd know all the answers.
I know the answers.
Last question. Resellers, hate them or love them?
Neither.
Wow.
I could pick one? No, yeah. Just neither. I don't feel either way.
Yeah.
I hate when they're buying shoes. They're going in the store six times before I can go in once. I hate that. But I mean, it's a part of the game. Bots, resellers. True. It's what we are. Is what we've come to as a society.
Yeah. So deep. Jeez. So deep.
Aristotle,
sociologist,
coming off of shorts and sneaker protector.
I didn't sign up for this.
What? This is no longer Fire Round. What keeps you into sneakers, Philly?
I think the passion is something that's still pretty strong, but it's just like, people inspire me. Like when I see people, whether it's, you know, people designing new sneakers and kind of putting their new take on things, or if it's just like seeing kids get into sneakers, it just kind of, it's almost like a competitive sport. It like revs the engine again.
Mm-hmm. That's sick. So then, that's cool because it segues into how do you feel then about the direction that we're heading into with all these kids and them being the future of this all and stuff?
It's interesting. I mean, I think, you know, kids, the youth are always going to drive everything, whether it's like hip hop or fashion or sneakers or whatever it is. Like, yeah, it's always, you know, kids that's going to determine what's cool and what's in.
So you believe that children are our future?
I believe the children are our future.
Teach them well. Thanks. And, you know,
let them lead the way. No, except the stupid ones. Don't let the stupid ones lead the way.
Not those resellers that get in there six times before Philly does.
No, but we're at an interesting place for sneakers right now because it's like this is the first time that, you know, sneakers have never been. You guys, like when you guys were coming up, it was easy to walk into a store and buy what you wanted. Or, you know, you could just line up like an hour before. And you get what you want. Now it's like madness. You can't buy anything online because it's sold out in 1 second. You got to camp for 14 hours for a shoe. And it's like, it's interesting because it's like, where is it going to go from here? Like, can it get more popular than this?
Yeah.
Or is the bubble going to burst and are people going to move away from sneakers? Is reselling going to die down? Is interest going to, and that's all related, right?
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see. I mean, and even with brands, like you have legacy brands like Nike and the other brand, like they've been around since like the 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever, what have you. And it's like, okay, are they going to be relevant in 2020? I think so. But I mean, who's to say? Like, is there going to be another brand? Is there going to be a new Nike? Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. In 2 years?
Oh, well, yeah, I just realized 2020 is quickly approaching, my friends.
Well, when
Nike's going to be gone in 2 years.
No.
When Kanye's president in 2 years.
Yeah, you know.
First plan of action.
Who knows what happens?
Who knows? He could be peddling his bootleg Roshis to everyone.
Oh, well, there's his thoughts about the Yeezy. Any future plans in your sneaker life?
Right now, it's consolidate. Like my plan, like this year or the last year or two, is like consolidate, like shrink the collection down to stuff that's like all hitters, like all stuff that I really, yeah, really like. And if I'm getting rid of something, if it's disappearing, then I'm replacing it with something else that like I really like. So it's like, it's more like, I don't want to say quality over quantity because the quantity is kind of staying the same or getting higher.
And also quality is also getting better.
Quality is going up, like in terms of like what I like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
you're refining.
Yes. Refining. Like a fine wine, but I don't drink the shoes.
Or drink out of them. For future plans, will you also be a part of Shoe Hall next year?
Of course. 100%.
We're going to talk about that now.
There it is.
Okay. Speaking of Shoe Hall.
Well,
I should have asked Phil to do that segue.
Wonderful segue, Alan.
Organically.
Tell us more. Tell us more about your plans for Shoe Hall.
So last Saturday, a few days ago, August 11th, we had a pop-up shop. I think I said this in my caption, a pop-up shop turned event, because that's sort of what it felt like as hype and excitement built up for it, called Shoe Hall by Canada Got Soul, and we teamed up with Net Magnetism. By golly, was it amazing. That was a good day. We had Philly doing coverage for us, like, all day. I was surprised Philly stayed with us all day. Course, you are a trooper for that. Ooh, man. Course, thank you, man, for that as well.
Got you guys.
Helped us with absolutely everything. You even stayed with us for dinner. And you had dessert with us. Yes.
Dinner was delicious, by the way. Thank you guys again. Shoe Hall was dope, but like, honestly, I had a lot of fun at dinner and ice cream because it was just good. I know some people didn't really like the dinner choice, but I liked it.
I loved it.
I loved it.
It was awesome.
Chinese food is never my first choice for food.
But it's a choice.
Yeah.
What was he saying during the dinner, guys?
Oh, I wouldn't.
It's so good.
Wait. What was he saying before?
I hated it.
I hate tremendous.
I don't want to go to tremendous.
I'm going to eat before and meet you there.
I said I was going to grab food and meet you there so I'd eat with you, not before you. Guys, listen. Holy shit.
You think those tremendous guys are going to let you get to bring in some outside food?
Nope. McDonald's?
No,
McDonald's.
Man.
I don't know. With those their pink vests. Vest.
Pink vest guys. That's a no-go.
Tough boy. Yeah.
If you haven't been to Tremendous in Mississauga, it's a good restaurant at 3 in the morning.
So many free plugs.
Also paying us.
Got some free shumai.
Free shumai.
Because we ordered too many.
We still got some
Hargel.
The people at home can't see this, but we're actually giving Philly right now a thank you gift.
Oh,
here you go, Phil.
Shumai.
That's so nice.
I haven't had his box of Krispy Kreme donuts.
It's amazing.
Open up the package there, and yes, it is a new car. You're welcome.
I haven't had shumai in so long.
It's on the table.
It's quite a treat, guys.
What? All right. Shoe haul.
I was there. Were you?
What were what were you guys' expectations coming into the weekend for it?
Are we doing like expectations versus reality, like that meme?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So expectations. Sure. I'm very negative and I think low.
So pessimistic.
The glass is half empty.
Yes.
That glass is completely empty.
Yeah, I'm a thirsty boy. You hope for the best but expect the worst for me. Mm. So I wasn't expecting the worst. I wasn't expecting no one to show up and then something bad happens. But I was thinking that it was going to be a good day. I thought we were going to sell some merch. I thought a couple people would trickle in throughout the day. I thought there might be 5 to 10 people waiting out front 5 minutes before. Yeah, I just thought it was going to be a solid day. Solid.
Alvin,
what I
your
expected.
Expectations?
I didn't have any.
Yeah.
Like, not in a bad way. I didn't know how...
What to expect.
Yeah, I didn't really have an expectation. I was ready for anything. But It was just like, whatever happens, happens. Like, if we have a lineup, fucking dope. If we had one person lineup, dope.
Still dope.
Love that person.
If we had no one lineup, doesn't matter. We were still family the whole day anyway, but... Yeah, no, I didn't really have any specific expectations.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, it was dope.
Joel?
Yeah, same thing. I wasn't really expecting much. I knew that we would get, you know, people there, but I just wasn't expecting it to be how it went down.
Right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. That was the thing for me is I didn't know what to expect, so I felt like I was... I think, honestly... I was lost the entire day emotionally. I just didn't know how to feel. I don't know. I just felt lost. But in reality, holy shit, you guys blew us away. Whoa, I think that was my first swear word for the day.
No, you swore before.
Damn it. Sorry, Mom.
That's another one.
Sorry.
Pretty sure you said like fuck or something.
You should do poop.
Like a kind of like a soul.
Oh,
swear
no,
jar.
Wait. Yeah, I called Lawrence an asshole. That's what happened.
You did.
Yep.
Rude.
Accurate statement. For everyone who came to Shoe Hall, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. If you weren't there, maybe let's give a quick recap of what happened. Mm-hmm. Are we going to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Run it.
Okay. So yeah, I think that most of us rolled through around 9 a.m. No, what happened?
10.
10.
10 a.m.
Yeah, we got there around 10
a.m. We left at 9.
We left at 9. We got there around 10. Doors opened for Shoe Hall at noon. We were allowed in the building at 11 because we're cheap. And we didn't want to pay for extra time to set up.
That's all we could afford.
At the time which we got there, I believe me and Alvin were there first, and Joel and Alan right after us. How many people did we say? Like maybe 15 people?
14.
14?
Was
like exactly 14?
14
people. So 14 people were there at 10 a.m. The first people in line were there at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-mm.
That's what it was.
Earlier.
Before that.
Was it?
That's what the guy with the Mazda, the tall kid.
Oh.
He was there at 5 in the morning. The guys got there. There were guys in front of him.
Oh, shit.
Who were there before.
Earlier than 5 in the morning.
They were there for Net Magnetism's retail kicks.
The third person in line was there for our merch. So he had to have been there. Who's fifth?
Fifth, Aman.
Fifth. Aman. Oh, he's fifth?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shout out to
facts.
Aman F.
Shout out to you, bro. Mm-hmm. That was crazy. That you even thought us worthy of that type of weight is unreal to me.
Word.
To us. But yeah, doors opened at noon. Obviously, a bunch of people got their pairs for retail and had to wear them out. Shout outs to everybody who put them on. I don't think anybody paid the $50 just to not wear them, which is very cool. And yeah, it was a steady stream of people for the first, I want to say, hour. Like, we had a line up in front of our...
I'd say 2 hours.
Like, I mean, the line in front of our merch table. Oh, you think 2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what the peak was.
Yeah. So about 2 hours of a line, even just to buy the merch at our table. Mm-hmm. And then throughout the day, it was just a steady stream of people trickling in and people hanging out, eating pizza, playing Mario Kart, checking out the display, purchasing merch, talking to everybody, just having a good time. It was, yeah, I'm still soaking it in. Like, it was unreal.
No, trust me. Three days ago? Four days ago? That's like, why lost is the emotion that I have whenever
still on a high
from
that. Still on a high.
And, like, their NetMag had, like, that build table going on for families for his build kits. That was so cool. And then there's, like, honestly a good handful of kids who took some of those things home. I know Ink and Money scored and he got, like, both sets done.
No, 100%. That, when people were coming over to me asking how it was, that was what I kept saying was my favorite. Yeah. Seeing all the parents there with their kids. Like, I think it was maybe like 5-6 total throughout the day who came in and did the build, but like so cool to see them like with their kid being patient. Like one of the guys was there for like 3 hours with his
kid. Oh, yeah.
Christian, was it Christian? Yeah, Christian. There for like 3 hours with his kid. He was there from opening and like stayed there until his kid finished. And it was just like, it was awesome to see it. I loved it. Oh, man.
Definitely such a good vibe.
Good vibes.
Yeah. Thank you. I think that's it. Like, I can't say thank you enough. We can't say thank you enough, to everyone who came out to Shoe Hall. We can't say thank you enough to Philly, who helped cover the entire day with us and help us build up and break down our setup.
We'll probably throw all those shots on a blog post, I think, this week.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Like all the ones that Philly took, because they're very good, from what I've heard.
Wholeheartedly agree.
Apparently.
Word on the block is those are really good pictures.
Appreciate it.
I know they don't listen to this podcast, but the parents, mama and papa, holy, you guys helped us too.
Thank you.
Help keep our spirits up, get us a coffee run. I know these women also don't listen to the podcast, but our wives, Christine, Sasha, our sister Elisa, Jill, Atemare. Honestly, without those five, am I counting right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, five. The Shoe Hall would have been in shambles.
And Alex.
Alex and Wong Alex, yeah. for the security.
And Dooney Jr.
and Dooney Jr.
Dooney Jr.
It was an absolute family affair. Like everybody pitched in, everybody lent a helping hand. Yep, we were admittedly extremely unorganized and like running around with like a chicken with their head cut off because it was our first ever time doing anything like this.
Yeah.
As a group, individually, anything. Like, none of us had even attempted something like this before. I think we overall did an amazing job, but there's definitely some kinks we had to work out. And without all those people helping, it would have been
disastrous.
I think. Like, absolutely disastrous.
We had the what and where, but not so much the how.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
Accurate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, honestly, thank you for everyone who came out and showed us support, for everyone who came to help us. From the bottom of our hearts, we love you.
Did we thank NetMag? Did we say that?
Net Magnetism, thank you. Yeah,
thank you, man.
As that well.
Was, like, even selling those shoes for retail is an absolute, like, seeing the look on some of those people's faces who were able to come in and buy, like, grails, their personal grails for retail was, man, I love that, too. Because I feel like some of those guys, even if they didn't have to wear them out, they would have anyways because they were that excited. Mm-hmm. Shit, man, that was a good.
And for those of you asking, I am pretty sure NetMag and us are gonna make this an annual thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not a pretty sure. We'll confirm it.
1,000 almost, maybe always.
We gotta chase that feeling because that was fun as flick.
Yep. Flick. So yeah, thank you to everyone.
Everyone who, man, there's so many people to thank. Anyone who drove in from anywhere, like. Jewberry from Montreal, Johan from Montreal.
That's crazy.
Anyone, even from like Hamilton, Oakville, Newmarket,
Eastside, Scarborough,
Oshawa, Brampton. Scarborough,
Brampton.
Anybody like
none
just,
of us.
I can't express enough how crazy it is to me that we were able to get people to want to leave their house. On a Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, come all the way downtown Toronto, pay for parking, pay for transit, walk upstairs, pay their hard-earned money for our product, spend their
and breathe
valuable
the
time
air we did
in our space,
eat our pizza
is just unreal. I didn't even get any of that pizza.
Yeah, you did. Like, you had a crust.
I had a crust of Kaya's.
That's
still
some of
that
pizza.
Was to Kaya for coming, everybody.
Yeah, baby
friend
Kaya,
of the show.
Baby Kaya Lou, and. Even the biggest of thank yous to the people who gave us well wishes all the way up until the actual day of, even after the day.
100.
Everyone that expressed how badly they wanted to be there but couldn't make it.
Word.
Thank you. We love you. We hear you. Yeah. With that said, we do have some stuff left over, and we're going to figure out what we're going to do with it.
There will be some sort of availability on extra merchandise at some point.
That was not sold at Shoe Hall.
Word.
But we did sell out of almost everything, so thank you, like, to everybody. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Exceeded expectations. Like, word. Crazy. Word. 100%.
I think that's all we got for this episode, boys.
Did you want to talk about, quickly mention who reposted?
Yeah.
From Shoe Hall? That was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gilbert Arenas.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Because the Mad Hatter, aka Brian, was wearing his Gilbert Arenas.
But so he just tagged his jersey?
But it wasn't even tagged.
But we didn't even tag him. Yeah.
That was our story.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because what Gilbert's story looked like was like a post from the Mad Hatter.
No, it was our story.
Oh, shit.
It said Canada got sold in the corner.
Yeah.
It said Canada got sold in the top.
Damn. So one of his minions was just like, yo, Gilbert.
It was like on an random crew in Canada. Yeah.
Whoa, sick. Was it on the score?
The Explore page.
Oh, I was gonna say
starting rumors.
What?
It was on CNN. Covered by Time Magazine.
Kanye West saw it too. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, he was there. Of course, he saw it.
He was there.
Yeah, that was crazy to see Gilbert Arenas repost something from our event, and we got no followers. That's his poll. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Thank you to everyone who has supported us and been part of this podcast. Wow. If you are listening to us on iTunes, please give us a review and shoot us some stars.
Five.
If you're tuning in on YouTube, drop us a like, comment, and subscribe if you have not. We are going to work on making YouTube a thing very soon. More than just audio. Stay tuned. We have a Facebook group called CGS Talk. That's on facebook.com/group/CGS.talk. Where we talk it up and sell some stuff. I need to post some things. The wife is getting tired of these shoe boxes, so I need to get rid of them. Hit up CanadaGotSold.ca for our latest pieces. The last one was done by Joel, called Vio Swap, about his adventures hiring Konotsky to restore his Viotech Air Max 1s.
And
now,
look for those repost pictures from Philly.
Oh, yes. Coming soon, hopefully. Actually, by the time you listen to this episode, it might be up already.
Yeah, we'll get it up.
Yeah, somehow. Now, if you'd like to join us on True to Size like Philly did, if you have any questions or suggestions for Fire Round, because we need some, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. My name is Alan Martinez, and you can find me at _espoonor, no E. Alvin Martinez, where can they find you?
MISTERQ and then Mart.
Lawrence Hopkins
at L Doggy Styles.
Joel Hernandez
at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
Philip Dos Santos, where can they find you?
Well, now that they have my government name, they can find me.
Hey, man.
No, it's okay. It's on the internet.
I said it already.
It's on the internet.
And they can Google it.
It's literally my website.
Man. It's PDS. They know.
I know.
At Soul Purpose.
PDS.
S-O-L-E. Purpose.
Soul
Purpose. I'm not going to tell you how to spell it.
Website.
PhilipDosSantos.com.
Booking info?
Nah.
Rates?
Not one of those.
Cell phone number?
You guys have it.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers. This has been True to Size. We are CGS, and we are out. Goodbye.
Peace.
Huzzah! Huzzah for Shoe Hall! Huzzah for the world!
High fives all
around. Huzzah!